Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, wow, wow. Can you believe the mercy and love of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior? We deserve judgment for our sins as a nation, but He showed us mercy instead. He heard the groans of His people crying out, and He heard from heaven and showed us compassion in not submitting us to 4 more years of seeing our great nation fundamentally change to serve Satan. Man, oh man, did he ever show up big time. Pundits are bewildered. The media is wetting their pants. They were so wrong about this nation. They were wrong about the power of God. Hillary had $2 billion amassed and lost in a landslide of what will likely be over 300 electoral votes by end of the day. They could not buy this election, and even with the power of virtually all of the media, not the least of which included Google, Facebook, and other social media, powerful CEOs, establishment politicians, Wall Street giants, firmly against him, Trump was propelled in the presidency by prayer and the scales being lifted off so many eyes. The remnant showed up big time to elect Donald Trump in record evangelical voter numbers not seen for decades. No one seems to be giving God the credit, so I'll do it. Thank you, Jesus, for delivering us. For months leading up to this election, I've been the recipient of thousands of emails from all over the world from those praying and encouraging others to pray over this election. I went to bed around 2:30 a.m., and at 3, I got a phone call from a pastor friend in Ghana, Africa, offering congratulations. I rushed back in, turned on the television, and sure enough, they had called Pennsylvania. Not coincidentally, while Pennsylvania was still being forecast to go to Clinton by those silly pundits, God gave one of the members of our Jesus Alliance board a vision that we could win that state, and he encouraged our intercessory prayer team to pray hard, and pray we did. I prayed in my prayer language, as so did so many others, and the Lord gave it to us. By the way, our intercessory team will probably sleep for several days. They have been fasting and praying 24/7 for so long, I don't know how they can stand up. They even traveled to Washington, D.C. and prayed in the epicenter of corruption. Our Supreme Court will return to sanity. Babies' lives will be spared. Corruption will be drained from the swamp. Our economy will begin to recover. We will be safe again. We will become a nation of law-abiding people, no longer ruled by the political correctness of the few. Yeehaw! I read this fine article, from the Christian Fellowship Church of Bangalore, and it is so appropriate for our country at this moment. Quote, God allows Satan to harass and trouble his children in many ways. Why do you think God allows that? God is wise, and he can destroy Satan in a moment if he likes, but he doesn't do it because he accomplishes something good through it. That is why he has permitted Satan to continue to exist. Fire, for example, is dangerous, but fire can purify gold. In the same way, God can use the trials, the persecutions, and the oppression that Satan can bring upon his children to purify them, just like gold is purified. But we have to react in a proper way, in a good way, to those trials and temptations. The right way to react, if you have faith, is with a spirit of praise. Lord, I will not complain here. I am suffering, perhaps I am going through a difficult time, but I will not lose my faith. God is on the throne, the devil is defeated on the cross. My sins are forgiven, my past is blotted out. I'm on the way to heaven. Jesus is my Lord, my heavenly bridegroom, and God is making everything work together for my good. And when we remain in the spirit of thanksgiving and praise like that, in every situation, you know what happens. End quote. So we suffered and struggled to demonstrate an attitude like that while under duress, but there is always a remnant, though often discouraged, that remain faithful. We also are to maintain that spirit of thanksgiving when we are delivered from those tribulations. And I urge you to take some time right now and pray to God and thank Him for showing us mercy. As a nation, we have sinned greatly against him, only to see him show us grace. And we must thank him and resolve ourselves to undo the sins of our past and work hard to bring his salvation to the world. Praise his holy name. Psalms 50:23. But giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. If you keep to my path, I will reveal to you the salvation of God. This is Bob Williamson. Have a great day. I will.